Welcome to the Community Guru Podcast. My name is Vidal, and today we have a special guest, Mindframe Gaming. Welcome to the podcast.
What's going on, family? What's up?
Alright, so I'm going to get right into it. When did you first start, like, your career, what you do?
Oh, man. Whew. That's a question. Yeah. Okay, let me see. When did I first start? Alright, if I have to go all the way back and time travel, I'd have to say, what year was this? It was many moons ago, man. It was when NBA Live 07 came out.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was a long time ago. And at the time it was, like Live 06 was like my game. And then Live 07 came out and they actually had a reality TV show coming out on ESPN at the time. It was called NBA Live Bring It Home. Ooh. And they were looking for the best ballers around the world in live to compete for $100,000. So at the time, I was just like, you know, in my area, the best. I would always play against like friends from high school and then friends in my area, and I would just destroy them. So when it came time to try and get onto the show, they wanted a demo tape, so I just sent them a tape of me destroying my friends. And then, go figure, I live in New York City. So, like, it was like, oh, you can come down to our studios in New York City. I said, oh, word? Went right into the city, went down. I'll never forget it, because I walked there with one of my homeboys at the time and his little brother. And it was a group of dudes there. And as soon as I walked in, they started laughing. Like, what, this guy? Like, he's going to beat me? The thing was, I had to beat the top guy in New York to take his spot on the show. Yeah. So at halftime, I was whooping him. It was like 40 to like 7 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Walked out, got onto the show. Long story short, that was like the starting point when I knew, like, okay, I can really do something with this. Like, gaming is really something for me. So, yeah, like right around then, that's when it really started for me. And then it just kind of continued to take off. Went in tournaments. Getting involved in the community, and then finally starting my YouTube channel a couple of years ago and really trying to get serious with it.
Yeah, that's cool. When did Vibe City really start, and how did you come up with that name?
Vibe City started when I started my YouTube channel. I remember at the time I was in college. I was going to John Jay College for Criminal Justice, majoring in forensic psychology. And I remember every day I would go to class, I would just be sitting there, and in my head, I just kept saying my intro on YouTube, like, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Mindframe. I just kept saying that over and over again. And for some reason, like, you know, I always used to say Vibe City. And when I thought about that, I just thought about peace, love, and gaming, and just like positive vibes. Yeah. So that's automatically what came to my mind. So, like, that's when it originally started, like that moment, like in college, sitting in my classes, bored out my mind, just thinking I could do so much more at this very moment right now. And I wanted to take a chance on myself. Like, I could always go back to college. That was my thing. Like, my degree is always there. Yeah, but I said, you know what? Let me just try and do this. Let me do this.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean on that.
Yeah, I just had to take a shot, man. I had to take a chance, and I'm glad I bet on myself because it ended up, you know, working out pretty well for me. But yeah, that's when Vibe City actually started, that exact moment, sitting in class, and then that's what Vibe City is all about: peace, love, gaming, positive vibes.
That's really cool. What does winning Game Changer of the Year mean to you?
Oh, that means a lot, man. That means a lot. That's man, I remember when I stepped on the stage, man, it's just like so much emotion ran through me because I've been doing this for a long time. Like, I've been a lifelong fan of live, like, for so long. Mm-hmm. Playing in high school against friends, you know, playing with family, and then being on ESPN for live, and, you know, just moving forward with the brand and just trying to do so much with them. When I first started YouTube, I was it was crazy because I started off with Battlefield 4, and then it was Live 14. And I would just talk about problems with the game because at the time, nobody was doing that. The only person I knew about that was like really talking about live was Prime. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I want to do something a little bit different. And I just started to make my videos. And the whole thing was to reach out to developers to get their attention, because at the time I didn't have, you know, a voice. I felt like I didn't have a voice, so I figured YouTube would give me a voice to, you know, get my opinions out there. And eventually that's exactly what happened. So it's always been a thing where I wanted to get involved with the live somehow, some way, help out any way I can, and ideally be like the voice of the voiceless, because I know how that feels to have that feeling of I'm not being heard. And people have that feeling a lot in the community, so that's why I'm always all ears when it comes to it. But just being Game Changer of the Year, man, it's just like I feel like it was recognition after like hard work I've done for years, and just finally like knowing myself that I can do this and I'm like meant for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel you. I've seen you tease this all over Twitter and stuff. When's that merch dropping? And when did you first decide to like start making stuff for your fans, stuff like that?
Oh, I just got back into Twitch, so I have my merch on my Streamlabs. But yeah, man, it's when I dropped the logo for the first time, there's so much meaning behind my logo. Like if you take a look at it, it got the buildings represent Vibe City, peace, love, and gaming, and that's also the community as a whole, Vibe City. Mm-hmm. The sun in the image actually represents rise and grind. I start every day saying rise and grind. Yeah. So that's where the sun comes from there. And then the MF just stands for mind frame, and then the colors pop, and you know, just has a nostalgic kind of vibe to it.
So dope.
But but when that came out, man, I had so many people DM me like, yo man, like, are you going to start to drop merch? Like, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Yeah. So I started to sneak in a couple of things. Like when I did these events with EA, I would wear my own, like my hat with my hoodie and a shirt, and people would always dig it. But yeah, man, I'm gonna start pushing it a little bit more on my YouTube channel pretty soon. If people want to cop it, they can cop it. They can check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to some too. Yeah. what are your thoughts on NBA Live 19 after you've got some chances to play it and really spend time with it?
Oh, I like it. I've been playing it for last couple of months and just giving input with it. But I'm glad that the game is out so a broader audience can check it out, because I can see but so much. Other game changers can see but so much. But with me, I like the direction they're going in. I feel like they still have work to do, and I think us as a community, we know they still have work to do, but we know it takes time. Yeah. You know, like nothing is going to happen overnight. So like with me, it's more like patience, and as long as we see the devs and the team in general making some kind of progress every day, that counts. You know, and that's the big thing for me, because in the past before, you'd see devs just go silent, ghost. Like, yo, this is broke. What's up with this? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and most recently, the biggest thing that they fixed at the moment was contested shots. So they just put out a patch for that. And, you know, people are leveling. I haven't seen anything negative about that. They're like, yo, defense feels a little bit better now, you know? To me, again, they still have things they need to do, but it's incremental steps towards the bigger goal, which is, you know, having a credible basketball game that everybody can enjoy from every niche.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's fun. I like it. I play it. I haven't played the new patch yet because I've been working on other content. Mm-hmm. But I'm literally waiting for my crew to get on so we could just start running through it.
But yeah, man,
it's so much fun, man. I love what the state of the game currently.
Yes, really fun game. For you like another basketball game, what are your thoughts on 2K19, NBA 2K19?
I like it too, man. Like I said, 2K is one of the games that I play as well. I've been working on a couple of builds over there, getting ready for, you know, just to come back on YouTube with that, because I took about a week and a half off from YouTube, just getting everything together content-wise, because there's so many games out right now. Spider-Man, 2K Live, Tomb Raider, and then there's more, you know, Red Dead's coming out later this year, Battlefield's around the corner, NHL, Madden, FIFA. Yo, the thing is, being a game changer, bro, it's so much content and so many things you can do. It's like, oh my God, what do I do next? What do I do? You know, of course, you know, focus on live, but there's so many other games I like. So sometimes I have to sit back and relax and just enjoy the moment. Like, okay, I can play these games. I can enjoy gaming right now as a whole.
Can you talk about that a little more too? Because people really don't understand sometimes like how overwhelming it can get with all the content and games. And can you like talk about maybe like what the importance is of like taking breaks and stuff because sometimes it is a lot to put all the content.
Yeah, it's you know, being a content creator, you know, it's you don't ideally want to box yourself in with one title. Mm-hmm. Like I knew with me, I didn't want to just play 2K. I didn't want to just play live. I wanted to play both games because I love basketball as a whole.
Yeah.
But you don't want to burn yourself out when it comes to the grind with YouTube. Like, it's very rewarding. Like, you can burn yourself out. It's going to be very rewarding. But at the same time, I feel like it's not worth it. Like, you have to rest your mind at times. You have to kick back, relax sometimes. Ideally, take a vacation to some extent, recuperate, and just get back to it. You know, I feel like every content creator deserves some kind of break. If they're going hard 24/7, like some brothers and sisters I know, take a break. Even if it's a day, even if it's a couple of hours, relax and then think about your next plan of attack. But all content creators need to take some kind of break, man. Like me, I take breaks. Before I took a break, that was like a month, 2 months, 3 months. Yeah. And it just came back booming. You know, like, your community will be there. Like, if they're loyal to you, if they really, like, rock with you and vibe with you, they're going to be there. You know, and the views are going to be there, too. And I notice how my channel works, and I come out with this kind of video, that kind of video, what kind of views I'm going to get. So it's going to be there. You know, just please take that break.
Yeah, yeah. And we spoke about YouTube and stuff, and you talked about how you just opened your Twitch. What are your, like, main goals on Twitch, on that platform?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. So I was actually talking to a couple of my community members, my close homies, about this. So YouTube, I primarily play basketball games. That's the niche on YouTube. Yeah. On Twitch, I don't know. I feel this sense of, I don't want to say freedom, but I could just do anything over there. Yeah. Like, I can bump up a stream. I can play some 90s music. Mm-hmm. I can rock out on, like, a hack and slash game, a FPS. I'm really good at FPS shooters and hack and slashes. Yeah. I can rock on those, like a Battlefield. Devil May Cry is going to be coming, I think, next year. I can rock on a story mode, a MMO, Destiny, something else, and just kick back, relax, and interact with everybody. I don't really get, like, opportunities to interact with everybody on the spot. That's why I love Twitch, because I can boot up a stream. Everybody comes in. Hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, what's up? You know, go through it. How's your day going? And just interact live right then in the moment. And I love that feeling. Like, it's cool going through the comment section, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about just being live and having people come in, like, at that moment. It's kind of like your favorite TV show coming on. You got to tune in to check it out real quick. You know, maybe it's live or something. So that's the feeling I get from Twitch. But my goals over there is to just vibe, man. Same thing I did on YouTube, but this time just do whatever. Like, literally, I booted up a stream earlier today. I played 2K. I hopped up. I played Devil May Cry because I was hyped for DMC5. But yeah, man, just over there, just chilling. That's really it.
Yeah. So with that being said, would you prefer Twitch or YouTube?
That's a hard one, because I have friends that are in both niches, and they both have different things to say about it.
Yeah.
With me, though, I feel like when it comes to content with my YouTube videos, I take a lot of time to make my YouTube videos.
Yeah.
A video that might be 3 minutes, a tutorial or something like that, might take me like 5 hours, because I want to perfect it and I want to do this, and I go back and record. I go back, my voice might not be right and my visual might be off, or I didn't get the right footage, so I got to get some people on to get the footage. So, like, with Twitch, that same 5 hours, I could literally just stream for that 5 hours and just chill and, you know, rack up viewers and have fun right there, and then just end the stream and you know, maybe do something else. But I feel like, for me personally, YouTube is very time consuming. Twitch, it doesn't seem that time consuming. Like, I can just boot it up, go with it, that's it. YouTube, I do a lot of overthinking, because I take pride in my craft, my visuals. I just had my visuals done by my graphic designer, Le Cibram, and he has more stuff coming for me too. But man, it's up in the air for me, man. I'm still gonna do YouTube regardless, but I really want to get into Twitch, because it's so much fun.
Yeah. What motivates you to succeed and, like, become successful?
Being different. Easy.
Yeah.
There's so many content, and I don't want to bash anybody at all, but when I look at content creators, 9 times out of 10, for the majority part of them, and I'll say in the 2K community, it's the same kind of vibe. Yeah. A lot of negativity at times, and there's a lot of negativity in gaming at times too. That's why with Vibe City, I preach peace, love, and gaming, because we're not about that. You know, it's all about, if you're new to the community, we welcome you in like you're a brother or a sister, you know, and we just have fun. You know, it's no slander, no negative vibes, no negative language, none of that, no hateful talk. I just want to build a community that, and I've actually had this before. It's one of my prior goals. I had a father DM me before saying, hey, me and my son, we love to watch your channel. I don't really like to have him watch anybody else because they curse too much. They say this, they say that. Yeah. But you keep your videos very informative and positive. So that's something that I look forward to just growing in general. And I want to bring that also over to Twitch, you know?
Yeah. That's really cool. That story was really cool about the father that DM'd you.
Yeah.
For the last question, what can we look to seeing from you in the near future? Like content wise or anything like that?
I got some things coming.
Yeah.
I can neither my friends are gonna hear this, they're gonna know what I'm talking about. I can neither confirm nor deny a couple things coming up. But
okay.
But just say a lot of dope opportunities. Of course, positive vibes. Again, I'm getting back into YouTube after my, you know, week-long break, week and a half break. So that's going to be pretty dope. You know, of course, you know, going back and forth between live and 2K. And then in general, just on Twitch, whatever comes out that's hot that I'm vibing with, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So just in general, man, just a laid-back brother gaming to some lo-fi hip-hop, some 90s hip-hop, early 2000s. And just having a smile, man. That's really it, man.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you guys for listening to the Community Guru Podcast. This is Mindframe Gaming. I'd like to thank him for being on the podcast. We'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Peace.
Yeah. That was a really dope podcast. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, yo, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Continue to do great things.
I'm trying, man. You're doing your thing too, man.
Thank you.
I see you. Please believe I see you, man.
Yeah, thank you. All right, see you, bro.
You be definitely, man. One love, brother.
Yeah, thank you.